You're listening to SBS News.
I feel like when I go back to my home, I would be killed. I don't want to say this. Maybe my dead body could be returned to my home.
That's Jen. She's 25 years old. She's been studying in Australia for 5 years, with dreams of becoming a lawyer and returning home to teach people in Myanmar. But Jen is not her real name. We've changed her name to protect her identity because she fears that if she ever returns to her own country, she could face being detained, tortured, and even killed.
To be honest, my dream was to get good education in regards of law and go back to Myanmar, and I would like to teach the lawyers back there. But I think I cannot fulfill my dream at the moment.
Jen, along with other international students from Myanmar, have been protesting and petitioning in cities across Australia. In Melbourne, where Jen lives, she has made placards, held candlelit vigils, and held small rallies in an attempt to amplify the situation in her home country. Jen believes her participation in the pro-democracy movement from afar, as well as receiving higher education from a foreign country, makes her a target.
At this time, we all as young people feel like this is the time we speak up. Their violence is getting worse and worse day by day. I participate in all of the movement. I'm a type of a person that they would really don't want in the country at all.
Another Myanmarese student, Lynn, is not only fearing for her family's safety back home, but is also struggling to pay her tuition for her Master of Business Administration here in Australia.
Since February 2021, the military coup has happened in our country, and then that's when our dreams and hopes has been crashed down. I came here to study my business course, and I'm 24 years old. My visa expiring really soon. It's expiring this year, August. As an international student, actually, I don't want to go back, and there are so many students like me whose visa are expiring very soon, and they also don't want to go back.
Like most international students, she relies on her family's financial support to pay the thousands of dollars in university fees as well as living costs. Student visas restrict working hours to 20 a week. Lynn explains that international bank transfers from Myanmar are not working at the moment due to the civil disobedience movement, which has disrupted the banking sector in the country. She manages to pay some of her costs, but doesn't know if she can meet the next university payment deadline. In Parliament, Labour MP Peter Khalil has argued for a visa amnesty for Myanmar students in Australia, and Greens Senator Janet Rice has written to Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne, also asking that Myanmarese in Australia be granted protection. Meanwhile, in Myanmar, people holding Australian student visas are unable to travel to Australia and are having to continue their studies while the coup carries on around them. Margot, again, that's not her real name, told SBS Dateline, it's a difficult situation when even getting money out of the bank becomes a challenge.
Every day we are frightened. Even this morning, we cannot withdraw our cash. You know, I was a working professional, so all my earnings are in the US dollar. Even my husband is also a businessman, do the import-export business, so he's also a savings in US dollar. So it's all stuck in the bank.
Margot is studying online at an Australian university, a process which started when the COVID-19 travel bans came into place. However, her studies now face an extra hurdle as the Myanmar military government cuts back on access to the internet, preventing her from seeing sites she needs for her studies.
Yeah, there are many websites banned. Definitely, social media are completely banned, and also like Wikipedia, and also last time we couldn't even access the Google pages. They ban everything. So we have to use the secure channel called VPN. Without the VPN connection, the connection is extremely slow. I can't even log my university, the cutting page.
The government is also planning to ban VPN access. Lynn, back in Australia, says the lack of financial support is deeply worrying for her and students like her.
If we can't pay our tuition fees, like our visa, our COEs could be expired, and then if we cannot extend our visa, we definitely have to go back to our country.
The Council of International Students is urging the government to be compassionate about the circumstances facing students from Myanmar. The Department of Home Affairs told SBS,
Any existing temporary visa holder in Australia who wishes to remain in Australia can remain lawfully in Australia provided they are eligible to apply for a further visa to extend their stay. However, each case is assessed on its individual merits and protection visa decisions are not based on broad assumptions about the safety in particular countries.
However, the Council of International Students says the criteria are very strict and the majority of students are excluded. Alan Lee, SBS News.